Arizona Congressman Raul Grijalva is among a bipartisan group of representatives and senators sponsoring a bill called the Native American Suicide Prevention Act. This is not the first time the bill has been introduced in Congress. My next guest says suicide is the second leading cause of death among Native Americans between the ages of 15 and 24, and the suicide rate among Native populations is about 2.5 times higher than the national average. Eric Stegman is the executive director of the Center for Native American Youth at the Aspen Institute. He's with me via Skype. And Eric, just how big of a problem is suicide among Native Americans?
It's one of the biggest issues that faces Native American youth, and it has been for generations, unfortunately. Our center here at the Aspen Institute was actually founded by former Senator Byron Dorgan for exactly this reason. Unfortunately, one of the things that we see in tribal communities here is that this isn't just about the United States. This is an issue that really plagues countries in like Canada, Australia, Greenland. So we're seeing these kinds of disproportionate suicide rates impacting a lot of post-colonial areas and indigenous communities.
Why is the rate so high among this population?
It's a variety of factors. So this is something that is not just being faced by youth in this generation. I think one of the deepest issues that we know about from both the research, but also what we hear from Native youth and the communities that they live in, is that this is very much related to some pretty deep historical trauma that's been going on for generations. So we know that that's one very deep reason for a lot of this problem. And I would say that it's an issue that spreads in sort of a ripple effect. We have some of the highest rates of substance abuse for our young people, and some of the highest rates of violent victimization. All of these things have some pretty deep roots in that historical trauma. And so you've got to look at that. And I think one of the ways to really examine it is to understand why this is an issue in so many different countries that have similar systems.
Well, given the fact that so much of this problem is traced back to something that is very specific to Native Americans and Indigenous Canadians, can you take some of the strategies that are used to help other populations of people and apply them to Native Americans, or does it have to be something completely different?
I think there's obviously some. This is not an area that I'm an expert in when it comes to being a public health professional, but I can say that I know that the route to a lot of different forms of healing for us is really centering everything that you do in cultural strategies. So one of the things that we know from our own stories in our communities, but also what the research tells us, is that cultural disconnection is at the root of the problem for so many of the challenges that face Native youth across the country. So we know that connecting young people with their culture is the pathway to the solution as well. So we have young people in our network in Alaska who are working with other youth to help teach them their traditions in hunting and gathering. We've got young people down in Arizona who are teaching traditional cactus fruit gathering. These are all efforts to not only connect those young people with culture, but to give them hope and connection to their culture that is going to help dismantle these generations of historical trauma. And so those are definitely the center of where any of these strategies on the public health field should be when it comes to trying to deal with this epidemic.
What have you seen as far as trends over the past number of years? I mean, have you seen an increase or a notable decrease in the rate or numbers of Native Americans who are committing suicide?
Yeah, that's actually one of the most troubling parts. I think too often we actually look at the unfortunate statistic that has remained, that we are one of the highest populations taking our lives, and particularly for youth. Like I said, it's the second leading cause of death. When you actually break down what's happened since 1990, for instance, it's even more troubling. So when you look at the suicide rate for American Indian and Alaska Native young men, it has gone up 38% from 1990 to 2014, according to CDC rates. This is actually also happening with a lot of the white population too. So American Indians are still dramatically higher, but those are actually the two groups that are suffering the most. And I think what's been also troubling for us is that generally speaking, across the population, you see that when it comes to young men. But for us, American Indian, Alaska Native young women between 1990 and 2014 have actually seen their suicide rate increase by 90%.
Well, given what you said about the need to incorporate sort of community-based practices and teaching about traditions to try to help this, do you get the sense that the bill in Congress, the Native American Suicide Prevention Act, does that do that? Are you optimistic that if this bill were to become law, it would make a difference?
Absolutely. This is a law that has had strong bipartisan support for many iterations. So this means that this is that important. And the reason that this keeps getting introduced means that this is an important strategy. This has been supported by all the major tribal organizations. I think that this is an important step forward to really ensure that this is not only a part of the national priorities when you look out there, like the opioid issue or anything else that's affecting certain kinds of communities, but it also makes sure that there's coordination between agencies. There's additional funding that very much will go into some of these culture-based intervention programs that we know are working. So this bill is absolutely something that should get through Congress. It's a shame that it hasn't yet, but there's a reason that it keeps coming up and it has broad bipartisan support.
That's Eric Stegman, Executive Director for the Center for Native American Youth at the Aspen Institute. Eric, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Great. Appreciate it. Thank you.